Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Just this past Friday, we experienced the shortest day of the year, the day with the longest darkness. This moment happens because of the way our Earth sits and rotates on its axis and as it orbits the sun. This moment comes only once a year, and it invites us to enter into a different relationship with darkness. Many of us barely notice the winter solstice. Or if we do, it takes a while before we realize what that singular moment brings. It's the tipping point at which the light begins to return. But it will still, for many weeks to come, get dark so early that it's hard to tell we've already had this darkest day. But rather than rush to the light, we can take this time to enjoy the dark, to deepen our sense of its value, and to embrace the opportunities it offers to us. This morning, as we do the work of honoring the dark, I offer you these words by Rebecca Parker. Her poem is titled Winter Solstice. Perhaps for a moment, the typewriters will stop clicking, the wheels stop rolling, the computers desist from computing. A hush will fall over the city. For an instant, in the stillness, the chiming of the celestial spheres will be heard as Earth hangs poised in the crystalline darkness and then gracefully tilts. Let there be a season when holiness is heard and the splendor of living is revealed. Stunned to stillness by beauty, we remember who we are and why we are here. There are inexplicable mysteries. We are not alone. In the universe, there moves a wild one whose gestures alter Earth's axis toward love. In the immense darkness, everything spins with joy. The cosmos enfolds us. We are caught in a web of stars, cradled in a swaying embrace, rocked by the holy night, babes of the universe. Let this be the time we wake to life, like spring wakes, in the moment of winter solstice. Let this be the time we wake to life, here together among a community that cares for us and holds us in our darkest moments. Let us wake to life together. We always take time when we gather together to bring ourselves to stillness. It's important for us to take this time to rest and be still in a world that is so busy and hurried. Knowing how to be still and be quiet is a skill. So I'm going to let you put down your shapes and anything else you are holding. And I'm going to invite you to take a deep, slow breath. Take another deep and slow breath. Try to relax your body from your toes to your fingertips through to the top of your skull. Notice that when you become still in your body, your breathing slows down. Your mind and your thoughts have an opportunity to still. Listen carefully, feel your body. Is your heartbeat slowing? Take a big, slow, deep breath as we move into our time of silence. Be as still and quiet as you can. It isn't easy to be silent and still. It tests our bodies and our minds and our hearts, but it helps to soothe and to calm our souls. May you find time for stillness each and every day. So may it be. When I was little, I was afraid of the dark. Anyone else? Don't leave me hanging. Somebody out there was. I always wanted a nightlight on or the door to my bedroom open so that a little bit of light from other rooms would spill in. And even now, if I'm very, very honest, I can sometimes still be a little bit afraid of the dark. Anyone else still have that? Okay, good. Sometimes I think about what it must have been like before lights. So stop for a minute and think about that for just a second. When we go out at night, we have flashlights, street lights, headlights from cars, the lights on our phones, store signs, traffic lights, so many lights that ensure that there's hardly ever full darkness. Not all that long ago in the course of human history, aside from fire, there was no way for humans to harness the power of light. And when the sun fell, a different darkness than we have ever known would settle in. Fear is a natural response to the darkness, because darkness meant possibly danger. One couldn't see what might be coming. Darkness also signaled the cold days of the year that might have brought other kinds of natural disasters. Given that fear response, it makes sense that humans celebrated the light with bonfires and candles, and now with twinkle lights and all of the things we can do. But I think sometimes that we've taken it too far. Where I live, you can barely see any stars in the sky. I don't know about you all. Sometimes we ward off the darkness so much that we forget its gifts. Because there are also wonderful things about the dark. It brings us stillness and quiet. It gives us a chance to rest and relax. It offers a time for nurturing and growing, for creating and for healing. My colleague, the Reverend Michael Tino, puts it this way. In the darkness, things rest. In the darkness, things grow. In the darkness, things heal and restore themselves. In the cold and dark of winter, babies are gestating, plants are resetting their internal clocks, and pests that would destroy our woods and our crops are eliminated. We should not be in such a hurry to celebrate the light. It will have its time. There's value to the darkness, just as the people in our story learned. It brings a different way of being in the world, a time for a different kind of activity, a time for a different sort of contemplation. Because when the trees go bare and the darkness overcomes and we turn off the artificial light, we can see so much more for so much longer. For hours upon hours each night, we have the ability to contemplate the vastness of all that is. That contemplation can, of course, bring its own kind of overwhelm, but it is also necessary to help us maintain perspective, to help us do the work of understanding who we are and what our place is in this universe. The stillness and quiet and darkness of winter invite introspection, meditation, reflection. Without this time each year, we would simply be going and going and going as the people in the story did, never resting and learning more about the holy interior. Our special music this morning from our choir came from a scripture text, Ecclesiastes 3. The words of that text are a reminder that everything has its value and its place. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Everything is best in balance. Look at how beautiful our universe is. Without the dark, we would not understand the value of light, and without the light, we cannot understand the value of the darkness. We need both to make a complete whole. We need to move through winter to get to spring, but more than that, we actually need the winter for the spring. Winter darkness is not simply to be gotten through in search of brighter things. Winter darkness is an invitation. My colleague, the Reverend Ashley Horan, wrote this week at the winter solstice. Ancestral wisdom reminds us that winter solstice night is a holy one, inviting us to draw close to one another and our own souls and our kindred, storing up nourishment and energy for the blossoming we are called to in other seasons. In this season, we are compelled to slow down, to regenerate, to look inward and be held by the darkness of unknowing, humility, uncertainty, and possibility. Winter does not offer us answers, but holds us as we ask questions. It does not offer us the fruits of our labors, but helps us to plant seeds for the future. We spoke together of the longings that we have. Winter is a time to nurture those, to gain insight, and to make plans. Although we're now moving toward the light, we won't realize it really for many weeks yet. It will still get dark early, and the darkness will feel deep. This winter, I invite you to turn off the lights, stop warding off that darkness, and let yourself just be in it. Even if you find it a little bit scary, give it a try. See if you can find the opportunity and value in this time, going deep inside yourself to nurture the seeds of your deepest longings, and remembering always that it is in balance that we find the most beauty, the most possibility, and the fulfillment of our largest hopes.
To extinguish the chalice, let us release the four directions that we invoked in the beginning of our time together. Spirit of the East, Spirit of Air, inspire us with the fresh breath of courage as we go forth into new adventures. Spirit of the South, Spirit of Fire, warm us with strength and energy for the work that awaits us. Spirit of the West, Spirit of Water, flow through us with a cooling, healing quietness and bring us peace. Spirit of the North, Spirit of Earth, ground us in the wisdom of the changing seasons as we celebrate the spiraling journey of our lives.
May these winter nights bring you time to simply be. May you be warm and loved in the darkness, and may the roots of your longings stretch deep in fertile soil, making ready the way. Go in peace.